Shalom Aleichem, in light of the unfortunate war that Hamas has thrown Klal Yisrael into, we're going to focus on a question today. It's actually the subject of a lengthy shiur that I gave recently, but we're going to focus on one critical specific question, and that is in the halachas of going to war, does halacha require us to risk Jewish lives of the soldiers in order to reduce enemy civilian losses? This is typically referred to as collateral damage. Do you need to worry if an army, now we're talking about the Tzal, the IDF, goes to war and they are doing what is necessary in the war, shooting missiles and the like, do they have to be very careful to ensure as much as possible that they don't cause collateral damage? That's the deaths of what would be innocent enemy civilian losses, and innocent, if there's such a thing, innocent civilians on the other side. So where do we look to answer a question like this? Obviously in Tanakh we look, and Parshas Vayishlach, we have the situation that Dina was unfortunately kidnapped. She was raped by Shechem ben Hamor, who wanted to marry her, and Shechem asked his father to negotiate with Yaakov Avinu for the marriage of Yaakov's daughter Dina, and the agreement was made that if the citizens of Shechem would have a bris milah, so then that would be doable to marry Klal Yisrael, the daughters of Yaakov, the sons of Yaakov, and daughters into the city of Shechem. And v'chein havi, that's what happened. They had bris milah, but unbeknownst to the citizens of Shechem, Shimon and Levi went on the third day when the bris milah is the most painful, and they, vayaharu kol zachar, they killed every male in town. So that's a story that we know, and the Maharal in his Gur Arya asks a very important question. Achkasha im Shechem chata, mahayir kol hayir machatu la'arog. If Shechem sins, Shechem is the one who kidnapped Dina, but how about everyone else? These were innocent bystanders. They were in the city of Shechem. They were citizens of Shechem. But what did they do wrong? And he has a response, and we're going to only call the concept, the core concept that he brings down from his response. We're not going to go through all the details. And he says, bottom line, Heichi da'asu Yisrael davar, if there's a nation that does something to Klal Yisrael, kagon zeh, like this example, absconding with Dina, and obviously without permission, it's disgraceful to Klal Yisrael, it's a big busha, it's an attack against Klal Yisrael, sheparzu behem lasot lahem nevala, they did this disgrace, afa gavdu lo asa rak echamim, even though it's only one of them, one of that nation, one citizen, Kevan demiklal ha'amu, but because he is part of that nation, he's a citizen of that group, Kevan sheparzulam tchila, because they started it. It's not a situation that Klal Yisrael wants to pick a fight with someone. They started it. They wronged Klal Yisrael. Mutarim likach nikmasamim. It's mutar, it's permitted to take revenge against all of them. And he says that's the case with all wars that Klal Yisrael is involved in. Even though there are many people that were not actively involved in the affront, the attack of Klal Yisrael, we don't distinguish. It doesn't matter because they are all part of the same nation. It is permitted for Klal Yisrael to go to war against all of them, and that is the manner in which war is raised. So that is the view of the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh. And based on this, there are a number of poskim who do say it's, including Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Hershel Schachter, that based on this Maharal, it's permitted to harm the enemy, even if they are innocent bystanders, but they are part of the enemy nation during wartime. It doesn't mean that you can make frivolous use of this, attack civilians when there's no military need. But if a country is executing on its battle plans, and that means that there will be non-combatants that will be killed, they aren't being targeted, but they will be killed based on the needs and the goals of the military, that would be permitted. In fact, not only permitted, but Rav Hershel Schachter says that if the army, we'll talk about the Israeli army, does risk its soldiers because of collateral damage, as is done in the past, that is an immoral act. And Rav Bleich says it's absolutely forbidden to risk Israeli lives in order to save Arab civilians. So in that vein, and this is on this we'll close, there was a tshuva, a response to a question by Rav Avram Shapira, who was the Rav HaRashi, the chief rabbi of Israel during the Yom Kippur War. Then he was asked that question, when you're at war, when the Tzava, the Tzal IDF is at war, do you have to be concerned about collateral damage? And he says as follows, Kol od ein sakana mamashit lechayaleinu, as long as there's no tangible, real risk to our soldiers, there would be no permission to cause collateral damage to anyone, or to their, not only their people, not only the individuals, but also to their assets, to their possessions. If there's no reason, there's no military reason for it, there's no sakanatas. However, when there is a tangible sakana, if there's a real sakana, hareshiyesh lizko, we have to remember, shal kafa maznaim enomedet rachachi chida. We have to remember, and we're looking at the risk, at the point that there's a risk to chayalim, to soldiers, you don't only look at the individuals that are at risk. The analysis is not how many soldiers, Israeli soldiers, that are at risk and how many civilians on the other side of risk and make an analysis. Is it 5 versus 5, 4 versus 3? That is not the analysis. If there is any Israeli soldier, Jewish soldier, soldier in the Israeli army that is at risk, if something happens, that will have a negative impact on everybody. So it's not a number for number game, looking at how many are at risk here and how many are at risk there, and you have to go in favor of causing fewer overall casualties. That's not the concept. As long as there are soldiers, Jewish soldiers, at risk, that's all that matters, and we don't have to take into consideration collateral damage. The primary thing that we have to focus on is that the soldiers in the IDF be safe. And he says as follows, Yesh b'zeh halacha brura b'rambam milchus milchami kos rambam, in the laws of war, v'chayavim la'atzil es chayav shel kol chayel Yehudi, to be very careful to save the life of every Jewish soldier. So there is no basis, it's not permitted to endanger a Jewish soldier in order to save collateral damage on the other side. And that would apply even if it's one, even if it's just one Jewish soldier who is at risk. Our decisions have to be made as him being the priority, and the other side is not the priority. We're deprioritizing. Typically, we'd say if there's no risk to us, then we prioritize them. But when there is risk to us, even a soldier, even one Jewish soldier, we are going to deprioritize the other side and not be concerned about collateral damage. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.